Today I present a visual discomfort from the fast salient object motion in stereoscopic video. There has been increasing interest in stereoscopic 3D. On the other hand, there are concerns on 3D image safety issues. Some previous works reported visual discomfort and visual fatigue in case of that excessive screen disparity and fast motion and various stereoscopic distortions. So we may need some visual comfort metric and safety guidelines. The visual comfort metric should be able to automatically predict the level of visual comfort of the input 3D video. So you know, in order to predict the visual comfort level, so we need video analysis to quantify the various causes of the visual discomfort. So also we can approach the divide and conquer to get the final the comfort score. In some previous work in 2D video quality or even the visual comfort metric, they used global image statistics such as mean and variance of depth and motion in entire image. However, the problems arise when only few regions in an image induce the visual comfort, but when all other regions has no problem. In that case, the human subjects tend to pay more attention to the problem region and give an overall score lower than that of the average of motion and depth. So when we design the visual comfort metric, we should figure out these problems. So in that sense, we propose the attention model-based visual comfort metric. So basic idea is that the motion and depth statistics of salient object are likely to play an essential role in determining overall visual scores. Because human subjects tend to pay more attention to the visually salient regions and uncomfortable regions as well. So we try to apply this human attention model into the visual comfort metric. So in order to prove this basic idea, we conduct the psychophysical experiment to model the basic properties of according to the motion, object motion characteristics. Then we build visual comfort model. And the second, we propose an attention model-based visual comfort metric using the visual comfort model. And finally, we conduct a verification experiment with real stereoscope video to compare the subjective mean opinion score with the predictive scores. Okay, first let me introduce the visual comfort model. We conducted subject test to find the relationship between the visual comfort and the motion characteristics. We used the 40-inch half-mirror type and linear polarized 3D display. The visual stimulus moves within the comfortable viewing zone, which is known as 1 degree the binocular disparity. So 40 subjects was involved in this subject test. The all subjects had normal or corrected vision and also normal in stereo perception. The visual stimulus was the gray material object, which was generated by a computer graphics tool. The field size of objects was 2 degree. The background was 50 candela per square meter, and foreground was a little bit darker than the background, which was 25 the candela. We generated 49 stimuli with 7 different velocity, among the 3 different directional motion types. We used horizontal motion and vertical motion and depth motions. So for horizontal and depth vertical motions, the stimulus moves at 3 different depth plane, which are the crossed 1 degree and at screen position, and also the uncrossed 1 degree. So we used 5-scale single stimulus assessment method from ITUR standard. So from the subject test, we analyzed the mean of median rating score to remove the outliers. And we performed the co-fitting of the subjective assessment result. And finally, we obtained 3 simple log models for each directional motions. So we will inject the log model into our visual comfort metric. So up to now, we just derived a simple visual compute model by using a simple controlled graphics object. However, we cannot directly apply our compute model into real stereoscope video because real stereoscope video are much more complex. In general, real stereoscopic videos have multiple objects and so on. So first of all, in order to deal with the multiple objects, we need some spatial pooling strategies. So, as pointed out in the previous works, we examined the three hypotheses for spatial pooling strategy. The first one is mean pooling of multiple object motions. The second is the max pooling, which is winner take all. So that means the most significant problem region dominantly affect the level of visual compute. And the third is the mean max pooling, which is the weighted sum of VC scores predicted by mean pooling and max pooling. We conducted a simple hypothesis test. The visual stimulus contains six objects with depth motion. A number of moving objects were variable, and the position of moving objects were also randomly selected. The moving object has the three different movement velocity. And from the subject test, we compared actual subject modes with the predicted VC scores by using each spatial pooling strategies. As a result, the mean max pooling was the best spatial pooling strategy in terms of correlation coefficient and mean square error. But max pooling was also a good strategy. The difference is not much. So here is the overall framework of the proposed attention model-based visual compute metric. It consists of four main processing blocks. The first, the silent object is detected from the input video, and also motion information is extracted. But using the two information, we extract the silent object motion, and also we perform the spatial and temporal poolings to get the final score. And finally, we compute the VC scores by using the derived the visual compute model. Okay, then let me explain more detail. For silent object detection, so under the hypothesis that humans tend to pay more attention to visually salient and uncomfortable regions, we extracted both the visually salient region and motion salient region. And then we combine the two salient maps in order to get the salient objects. We exploit some the image processing technique. We threshold the salient value to get the binary salient map, and we labeled the region segments to get the labeled the salient objects. And for motion extraction of a silent object, we estimate 2D motion and disparity information from the input left and right, the sequence. And then we extract depth motion by differentiating the disparities of the corresponding pixels. Then we finally obtain the three motion magnitude maps for each directional motions. For spatial pooling, we used max pooling strategy from the hypothesis test because this is more simple. So that means the most significant the problem region dominantly affect the level of visual compute. For the temporal pooling, we used the median pooling, which is more robust against the outliers. And then we compute the visual compute scores for each of three directional motions. And then we also examined the two hypotheses for the combined directional motions, which are the mean of the visual scores from the each directional motions, and the second is the minimum of the visual scores. So we also conducted the simple hypothesis test. And in this paper, we just used the minimum hypothesis. So that means we just select the Vc scores of dominant motion direction, which has the lowest of the Vc scores. And in order to verify our proposed metric, we used the 11 the real stereoscopic videos, which has the depth motion as a dominant motion direction. The 15 subjects were involved in this the verification test. The various depth motion magnitude. And then we predicted the Vc scores by using the proposed metric. And the experimental results showed a high correlation between the predicted scores and the actual subjective scores. And also we compare various spatial and temporal pooling strategies. For the spatial pooling, the mean max pooling was the best, but the max pooling is not bad. It's quite reasonable. And also for temporal pooling, the median pooling is outperformed the mean pooling, but the difference is not much. And also we compared the performance between the global image statics approach and our attention model-based metric. The result revealed that the attention model-based method is outperformed the global approaches in terms of the correlation coefficient and the mean square error. Okay, let me conclude this presentation. We investigated the visual comport model for fast object motion, and we proposed an attention model-based visual comport metric by using the comport model. And then we conducted a verification experiment to see the how feasible of our proposed metric. So experimental results revealed that the metric can be a good candidate for visual comport metric of stereoscopic videos. So however, we need to further work with more stereoscopic videos. And also, we need to cover the visual comport metric of depth and global motions. Okay. Thank you for your attention.
Now we have time for more than one question. Anybody? Any questions back in the back of the room? There's one.
Okay, as far as I understand, you do this detection of salient regions in a frame-by-frame basis. And actually, in the psychovisual experiments, we know that the human eyes realize the tracking of the target. So, how do you think this information can be incorporated into your work?
Yes, you are right. So as you pointed out, we first extracted the visual salience region in the image. But however, the visual salience regions can be tracked from the video sequences. So we need to combine the salience, the extracted salience regions to get the more robust the final salience maps. So, but however, we also consider the motion salience map. I think the motion salience map works for the tracking of the motion information. So in this paper, we just used the the motion magnitude to extract the motion salience map. However, later we plan to extract the motion salience maps. So maybe we can try to So use the suggestions in the ongoing papers. Okay, thank you.
Another question? Seeing no other question, thank the speaker again.
Yeah, thank you.